Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Let me ask you this question. How are you using collaborations in your life, in your business? I have some amazing people with me here today. Cam, good to see you. Boom.
Yes.
So I met you like days before you were getting married.
Just days. Yeah. The week of.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Yep. And what's your role at Cedarville?
So I work as the assistant director for career services.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. You brought some friends today. And let's get your friends here. Tell me your name again.
I'm Mason.
Mason. Mm-hmm. What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Junior. Mm-hmm. And you're tall.
I am tall.
6'6". You played basketball. Mm-hmm. And then we have our last guest here, Mia.
Yes.
Mia, you're with Crown Chains.
Yep.
And Crown Chains is like the hottest IBC, Integrated Business Core. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At Cedarville. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a chain on you?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think awesome. I think all of us are wearing.
Oh my gosh. You guys should have brought me one. No, I'm kidding. No, we'll get one. We'll get it. I tend to buy like all the IBCs. I just bought the Cooper's gloves and all that stuff. But anyway, so we're talking about collaborations, and you know, we were joking before we started about like Taylor Swift and who?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a collaboration, but Travis is now getting collaborations from all over the place. Have you noticed this? Like all the commercials.
Yep.
So this is a theme that when you get to a certain level, people want to collaborate with you. I teach digital marketing here at Cedarville. And one of the things I teach is that to get a platform, there's three ways. And a platform is just the ability to be seen and heard. So any message, you know, you want it to be seen and heard in a bigger way. And you can build it, which takes time. You can borrow it, which is what we're talking about right now. Or you can buy it, which costs money. So we're talking about not buying, spending money, not building, taking time, but borrowing it. So let's talk about this new collaboration you have at Cedarville. What in the world is going on? I showed it to my son. Oh my gosh. I showed it to my son and he's freaking out. He loves it. But what is this thing that we're talking about?
Yeah. So recently Mason and I over the past year have come together and have talked about bringing this hooping community here at Cedarville together to develop Cedarville basketball tournaments. And so we have one coming up on December 1st. And ultimately, the goal is one, to provide fellowship for students here, but then also to give opportunities like Mia and her team, as well as other entrepreneurs to just showcase their business and their products. And so that's the goal. The goal is to come together and
I love
Cedarville.
It. December 1st, is that the draft?
Yeah. No, so the draft happened this last Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of the way this tournament has developed was just a quick background. Cam and I, we're kind of like, what's a bigger way we could bring this basketball community at Cedarville together? And so there was the idea of running a league in this kind of way, but just to kind of like give it kind of like a soft introduction, we ran an outdoor tournament in the spring last year. And it performed really well. People showed up, people got super into it. It was a ton of fun. And then we did another one earlier in the fall outdoors as well. And that was the first one we invited Crown Chains too, and kind of got them involved. And so, you know, Cam and I, one thing that we always focus on is how can we do things bigger? How can we do them better? And so this tournament coming up on December 1st is our first indoor tournament. It's Christmas themed, so we're super excited about that. So we were like,
it's a Friday.
Friday night. Yeah. But okay. 8 p.m. So,
okay.
So we were kind of like, how do we get it bigger? How do we get it better? Usually we've had four teams in the tournament. This time we have five. So it's our first time having five teams. So Wednesday this last week, we just choose five captains and we give them the sign up for all the guys who sign up. They sign up just using a Google form. And we hosted a live draft and the five captains just went through and took turns.
Was it super exciting?
It was very exciting. Yeah. All the guys got super into it. Someone kind of dropped in the group chat that
someone
dropped in the group chat that it was formal attire, and they did not disappoint. I think everyone showed up in formal attire. Guys were wearing suits and ties.
Wow.
And everyone got super into it, and it was a ton of fun. It was a blast. So
that is cool.
So we have the teams. The teams are set, and we're ready for December 1st. So it's going to be a ton of fun.
Did you all take pictures of the draft or not
yet? We did. They are developing. Yeah. So we had a photographer.
They're coming.
So
okay. I want to see this. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
So Mia, talk about Crown Chains. I know. Well, first of all, what is Crown Chains?
Yeah. So Crown Chains is stainless steel, surgical grade stainless steel jewelry company, basically. So right now we currently offer various lengths and thicknesses of a rope chain, which is the one all of us are repping right now. And then we have a crown of thorns pendant and a cross pendant that are currently released. And we're actually dropping new merch on December 1st. We're dropping Crown Chains hoodies. So that'll be new. Yeah. Wow. Coming up. And then we're looking to continue to roll out product after that.
But yeah. Your video that you all did was off the charts.
Thank you.
I mean, it really was. So let's talk about that for a moment. Why do you think you launched with such a big splash?
Yeah, I think part of it was, honestly, we really honed in on the creating hype part of our launch. And we started soft selling over the summer, kind of just to people that we knew, kind of trying to test our market and test the industry. And we got our name out there in the spring semester, which I think really, really helped us a lot. And we did a photo shoot right at the end of finals week then. Yeah. And that's when we filmed a lot of footage for the whole hype video that we did.
That was cool. That
we dropped September 1st. So a lot of people knew who we were and were kind of just waiting for the product to actually be released. And then we built that up over the summer and we did a countdown on our Instagram page as well, which I think started to create more hype.
Yeah.
And everybody knew that September 1st was when it was going to get dropped, and getting it played in chapel, I think, was the biggest thing.
That's interesting. The chapel piece. Let's talk about that, Cam, because that's what we're talking about. Chapel's a literal platform.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when I was talking about how to build a platform, it's kind of interesting that that is a literal platform. Mm-hmm. But the term actually comes from the old days when they would stand on soap boxes. Mm-hmm. You know, you remember that? You heard about it? I mean, this is like way
before my time.
This is before I was born too.
Yep.
But before they had like microphones and stuff, mm-hmm. they would have soap boxes and they would flip them upside down, and you would stand in like a square, a public square, and you would get people's attention. Well, look at today. We have attention economy with smartphones and platforms like Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. So why do you think being in chapel, and I heard Dr. White even like held up a chain or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So why do you think that helped get hype?
Yeah. I mean, when you have a captive audience of over 3,500 students right there, that's a very easy way to market your product. And so that's the goal for the tournament. And I know for the chains mm-hmm. is to create that stirring and just an excitement for an event, for a product mm-hmm. To get the name out there. And so, chapel is an amazing way to do that. And then we've tried to use word of mouth and mm-hmm. other platforms like social media to do that, which I think has also helped.
That's cool. What do you see as Mason success? In other words, after this whole December, what do you call the whole thing?
The Cedarville Indoor Christmas Tournament.
Nice. So mm-hmm. first of all, I said to Cam, do you have an image? And you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that nice image. So mm-hmm. first of all, if you're taking notes, everybody, when you launch something, have clarity. So you had a date, you had a draft night, mm-hmm. you had a logo, you had social media. I mean, you're checking all the boxes. What does it look like for success?
So again, kind of what I said earlier is Cam and I have always had this mentality with these tournaments of bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of success for us in terms of this tournament is we want people there. We want the students to get involved. We really want a good turnout of students.
Yeah.
At the last outdoor tournament that we held earlier this fall, by the time the championship gate rolled around, we estimated there was probably around 300 students there.
Wow.
Standing around one court watching. Everyone was getting super into it.
That's cool.
That's kind of the atmosphere we want to create with this tournament too. Yeah. We want students there. We want students to get involved and kind of how we've been doing that is working with Crown Chains, working with the other IBC groups. We've been working with the athletic department.
Nice.
To get the main gym open.
That's good.
Concessions are going to be open at the tournament. So if you come hungry, you'll be able to buy food. So kind of success for us is getting students there. We want students to be involved. We're working on some giveaway type things that we can do to get students more involved
in it.
So we just, our success for us is not only do we want the players to have fun, we want guys to keep signing up, we want guys to have fun playing basketball, but we want students to come and have fun watching and to have a good time. And then kind of longevity of it is we want these tournaments to kind of continue and develop even after Cam and I are long gone. So
So do you think, how many do you think you'll have a year?
We haven't really talked about it. I know we did one this fall and then this indoor one, and we'll definitely do hopefully two or three next semester as
gotcha.
Well.
So okay.
Kind of just feel it out, see you know, what might be too much, what might yeah. be too little. But one thing that we haven't had a problem with, which is awesome, is guys signing up. So players signing up has been huge. Like I said, this is the first time we've had to have five teams because of all the responses that we got from guys wanting to play. So it's super exciting.
Are they competing for any prize, or is it just all bragging rights?
A lot of it is bragging rights. We do usually work on a prize. So Cam and I are still kind of developing what that prize is going to look like. But one thing that's so cool about the basketball community at Cedarville is guys just want to play. Guys yeah. show up. It's super competitive. It's super legit basketball.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, whether guys win or lose, everyone's good friends. It's good fellowship. And
that's good.
It's just, it is cool though, that like we put all this work into this tournament and guys come and play, and to win, this tournament is definitely going to be a big deal to guys. So
awesome. And then with explain IBC, because some people don't know what IBC is.
Yeah.
And why has Crown Chains, you know, reached that status of being legendary already now? But what is IBC?
Yeah, the Integrated Business Corps, it's basically a cohort of students that you can apply for it. Typically, I think they want it to be in your sophomore year, and you start in the spring semester in a marketing class, and that's kind of where you do all of the brainstorming, all of the heart research, as Dr. Austin calls it, trying to figure out what the need is and then how we can fulfill that need. And then you do some product testing if you come up with a product in that time, and start just kind of figuring out how do you then promote that product and how do you get it out there. And then in the fall semester is when you launch it. So it's a spring and fall semester commitment, and it is also for credit at Cedarville.
Wow.
So students take that for credit.
Do you have to pay for everything yourself, or do you get a loan?
Yeah. So we get a loan. We apply for a loan at the very beginning of the fall semester. We do a little mock loan proposal in the spring as kind of our final part of that class, kind of preparing for that. And then we take out the loan in the fall semester.
And the loan is, I don't even know. Like, here I am in this role. I'm in the business school, but isn't it like alumni?
Mm-hmm. I think it's, Integrated Business Corps alumni.
And
mm-hmm.
they actually donate some of the money.
Yeah.
And then your product is what? Like, do you guys keep the profits, or how does that all work?
No, that's the one of the coolest things I think about the Integrated Business Corps is we get this loan from these alumni, and we choose as a company ourselves where we want to donate our profit to.
Wow.
And 100% of our profit goes to that organization. So we chose as a team Target Dayton Ministries, which puts on a church service and shares the gospel and has a meal for homeless people in the Dayton area.
That's cool.
And we also then this semester have gotten to go and serve there and volunteer there, which has been really sweet, because not only then do we just give the money to that organization, but we get to see firsthand the work that they're doing for ministry, which has been incredible.
Can the business continue beyond the semester? If it's like, I mean, you guys blew this thing up. Are you going to fold, or are you going to keep things going?
Yeah. So right now we are planning to continue IBC. We're planning to continue Crown Chains kind of through IBC on the org side of IBC. And we'll have 8 of our current 10 people staying on the team and committing to that. And get it to carry on at least through May, and we'll
so
see what
it can
the
Lord
be like
does a legit business beyond the loan repayment.
Yes, correct.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Cam, what made you say, I want to invite Crown Chains to this? Like, what was that all about?
Yeah. Well, about a year ago, Mia actually approached me. I used to work for admissions at Cedarville. Yeah. So I got to know Mia being one of my students.
Yep.
Helped recruit her to Cedarville.
Nice.
And about a year ago, she approached me with an idea for Crown Chains. And I've always worn a chain. And so when she approached me with the idea, I was like, for sure. The idea was that she asked if I could be a brand ambassador. And
ooh.
I know they have a few other brand ambassadors, but for being
one
of
the... See, that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah. Being one of the fac staff brand ambassadors was really... it was a great opportunity. And I love the chain. I wear it every single day. So when she asked, I said yes. And then going into this year, knowing that we wanted to go bigger and better, like Mesa's mentioned, I was like, how do we get this to become a huge Cedarville event?
Mm.
And that's including other Cedarville companies, students, whether it's videographers, photographers, IBC companies, Eve, who does her thing with cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So we just are trying to get everybody involved that we can, because this is a Cedarville event. And so, Yeah, that's why I said, Mia, what about Crown Chains? Because I know they've crushed it. And we've talked about why it's so important to have a company that's thriving and doing well. And when there's a product there that people want, people mm-hmm. will go mm-hmm. to watch basketball and to get a mm-hmm. get a chain. So they even did really well in the draft night as well. They came along for that too, which was fun.
What's your website, by the way?
It's a Square website. So yeah. If you look up.
Should I just go to Instagram and hit Crown yeah. Chains or something like that?
We have our link tree up there.
Love it. I'm going there right now. What else, Cam, do you want other orgs or other IBCs to be part of this?
Yeah. So all the IBC companies have decided that they're going to be a part of it, which is a huge blessing. Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally, Eve, we're looking to reach out to the other entrepreneurs here on campus. Just to promote their products, to be a part of it. And again, if we can increase attendance by entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. that's going to increase mm-hmm. attendance for students to be there to interact with the entrepreneurs, to buy their products. And so, anybody and everybody that wants to be there, we're welcome to have them.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So one of the things I look for, Mason, you know, as I teach business, is a collaboration needs to be a win-win. And a collaboration brings in like two different superpowers together. So I tell people that when you look for collaborations, you want to look for someone who does what you can't do. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, here's what I've realized. If two people bring the same talent to the table, then they end up keeping score. And they're like, well, I'm working harder. But if it's like in a marriage, when you bring two unique superpowers together, you don't even keep score. Because you're both out serving one another. So how have you seen collaborations work for this whole event? Like concessions, for example, you know, let's talk about concessions. So you found, how are you benefiting the concession people, whoever those people are, I don't know who they are, and how are they benefiting you?
So the athletic department, we approached the athletic department. Obviously we had to rent the main gym for the night of the tournament. So Abby Boutel, who works over in athletics here at Cedarville, has been super helpful.
Okay.
We had a meeting with her. She's kind of gave us a rundown of what the night could look like, kind of setting up bleachers, setting up tables, all that stuff.
Wow.
She just kind of asked if we wanted the concession stand to be open. I know they are going to launch acai bowls the night of the tournament at the concession stand. So they're excited about that.
They're going to launch it.
Yeah.
So
you're
probably helping them.
Yeah. Cool. And then one thing, kind of a way that they're helping us is they've said that we can keep 50% of the profits, which we're actually going to use that to give back to Crown Chains, because for the first time this tournament, kind of talking about collaborations, one way we're making this tournament better, like Cam and I say, is Crown Chains is actually helped us get jerseys for this tournament. So before we would just kind of assign colors to the teams and guys would just show up wearing a white shirt or whatever. But
so now you have jerseys.
Now we have official jerseys.
See, let's talk about that. I'm not a big NASCAR person, you know, but the NASCAR cars, I mean, you talk about a collaboration. Mm-hmm. I think they put them all over the place. Mm-hmm. So you're actually going to put.
Yeah. So we're getting jerseys ordered. Cool. It's going to have the tournament logo on the front with the career service logo and the Crown Chains logo on it as well. So Crown Chains has been super helpful with that kind of stuff, helping us get that kind of stuff. And so not only is the concession stand going to benefit from us getting people there, Crown Chains is a big part of helping get people there. The IBC groups are going to help get students there, hopefully buy some concessions, and then we can use the money that they're going to give us to give back to Crown Chains for all the help that they've been to us and help them out. So
sounds like a good collaboration.
Yeah.
All right. So here's a pop-up question. What's one collaboration, whether it's food out there in the public, music, movies, anything, churches, is there any collaboration that you've found to be like a cool collaboration? This is a tough one. This is a tough one. So do you got one?
I gotta think.
Oh yeah, I gotta think too. You got one?
I gotta think too.
Okay. Yeah. So here's what I'm gonna say while you all think. I'm gonna say that I have been blessed to form a collaboration with Cedarville. Because, you know, my quick story is that I applied 18 years ago to be a professor here. I don't know if you knew that. You weren't even born. So 18 years ago, I applied to be a professor here as a Bible professor, and they actually said no. So they chose somebody else instead, which is totally fine. I wasn't bitter. But I tell people all the time that people's rejection is God's protection. And so then I went and created, you know, a whole company with books and publishing. And then about a year ago at a Christmas party for the ICC, that's when I heard about Cedarville again, wasn't even planning on it. And they said, we need an entrepreneurship pastor or professor. So I basically said, let me think and pray. And I did a lot of praying, a lot of thinking last Christmas over the time. Even taught one adjunct class and then thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so for me, the Cedarville Carey collaboration has helped because I'm all about igniting souls. And I think that young students are totally on fire and it's actually increasing my impact. So there's my collaboration.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
How are we going to top that?
Well, you have, let's talk about your marriage.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, we can
talk
about that.
So there's your collaboration. You just said, I'm going to collaborate, and you got married in June?
August. We're only 3 months deep, so take this for what it is. Okay.
But that's a big collaboration.
Yeah, it's the best collaboration.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, you alluded to it earlier and how marriage is the opportunity to bring together two people with different strengths, different weaknesses, and you complement each other. You collaborate with each other and making decisions, sometimes very big decisions, making small decisions every day. It's fun. It's a joy to be able to help and encourage, bring out strengths. Mm. It's also sometimes challenging to share weaknesses, but it's the beautiful thing about marriage is that it allows you to work through those things and ultimately become more holy and more sanctified to see those things. And so I think that's the goal. If you tie that into business and what we're doing is the goal for us is to use our strengths. There's certain weaknesses that Mason and I have that Mia and her team and other entrepreneurs get to come alongside and help us with. So marriage is a beautiful example of many things, but this is one example.
That's a good collaboration. Okay. You want to go in any order? You got one?
My mind always just goes to sports. I mean,
I do it.
I think of sports all the time. So, I mean, I think of, you know, one thing that we're doing, especially with this tournament that you think of like with the NBA, right? With their jerseys have sponsorships on them.
Yeah.
Give them money. And that's kind of what we're doing with Crown Chains.
That's cool.
Which I love. So I think that
you've kind of borrowed kind of those example.
Collaborations. Yeah. So I think, you know, the NBA, you see, you know, when you look at their jerseys, you see a company name on their jersey, and that's like their team's sponsor.
That's right.
Donates money and gives them money.
That's right.
Some way to kind of help both of them benefit. And so that's definitely what we've been doing with Crown Chains, and they've been super helpful. So
I see collaborations like everywhere. So even that new Sphere with the U2, you know, being there doing concerts. But you think of arenas, sports arenas, and they're collaborating. Where they get their name on the arena. Absolutely. Have you seen a good one?
This is like super random, but I think of like airlines and how like American Airlines can have like their plane operated by SkyWest or operated by other. And so they collaborate in that way and they both benefit from having different pilots run their planes with their people. And
that's
the first thing that came to my mind.
Hey, all right. So folks, the big question that we want to leave you with is that you can go bigger when you do a collaboration. And so be thinking about it, whether it's a spiritual collaboration, whether it's a business, friendship, even this thing. So let's get the details one more time. This thing's going live. So we're going to try to share it. You share it, but it's December 1st at 8 p.m. at the athletic.
Cowan Athletic Center. Yep.
Awesome. In the main gym. And the draft's already happened, so people can't apply anymore, but they can be spectators.
Yes.
That's cool. So, folks, check it out. And then, Cam, since you are formerly in admissions, what if someone's like, oh, my gosh, Cedarville, this is cool stuff. What's their next step if they're, if they want to consider coming here for grad, undergrad?
Yeah. No, just reach out to your admissions counselor. Each state has a different admissions counselor. So wow. Reach out to the university. They love to have conversations to talk about what those next steps are. But yeah, apply. Applications open. If you're a senior, you can apply today. Mm. But if you're not a senior.
Cedarville.edu.
Yes, there we go. At Cedarville.edu. If you're not a senior, and if you are a senior as well, come and visit campus.
Yeah.
Visiting campus is an opportunity to see what happens here. You can look all you want on a computer or in a pamphlet, but if you're on campus, you see what actually happens here and how the Lord is working.
That's cool. You know, I just, as we close, I had a thought. It's almost like students, when they choose a college, that is a collaboration too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're kind of deciding, where am I going to spend my 4 years?
Yep.
That's cool. All right, folks. We'll check it out. And thanks for being here, Mia and Mason and Cam.
Awesome. Thanks, Gary.
Take care. We'll see you guys.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.